Hey, if you like the content we're putting out at punninggame.com, don't forget to support us. Head to patreon.com/punninggame. And here's your episode of the day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's go time!
And it's fucking Wednesday!
Yeah, that day. I mean, and you know what? Because it's a beautiful Wednesday, and you flunkies need to know some shit so you learn. I need to make you learned. I'm going to give you some little stupid advice that I was dying laughing at. Male honeybees, when they be fucking, the penises explode and they die.
Yeah, that's how, males should be really happy, human males should be really happy that we don't have appendages explode, or we don't die after having sex.
Well, like, yeah, I'm just reading this, like, so, hey, the queen's going out, because she's like, yo, I need to make some babies. So then there's just a trail.
She's like, who's down to give some dickin'?
Well, and then it's not just one, it's, like, multiple. So people are latching on, like, yeah, wee, and then they die. Just
she ain't no beginner. She's trying to, like, get it down, man. She's like, ain't no fucking around.
Well, I was just laughing, reading that whole thing, going, wait. So things are willing. And then I got to thinking about it further because, you know, insects are fucking weird. Like, oh, hey, these spiders are going to, these creepy things all bang out, and then the female eats them. And it's the same thing with, praying mantises.
Yeah, like, no, just, they don't, nature doesn't give a fuck, dude.
It's like a horror show. Like,
oh, yeah, it's brutal. Aren't you glad we live indoors now, away from all that shit?
Right? Fuck, all you people out in Australia, I mean, like, they're trying to kill you, but they're also killing each other. That is just, wow.
No, man, that's just everyday life for them. Just living in the bush, just making sure they can... You know, they can eat everything. It's like, eat or be eaten out there.
Christ, like, that is terrible. Like, you go around and you're going to have this tell me, like, hey, you guys want to watch Nat Geo? What are we going to watch today? Well, these bees, we're supposed to save them, but they're killing each other because they can't quit fucking. They just can't. And it's to reproduce, but at the same time, they're killing themselves. We're not doing it. They are.
Yeah, seriously, those documentaries about all the bees being the one, like, they're not they're not reproducing and they're starting to die off. I think it's just because they're fucking too much.
What if they're infertile? Like, how are they fucking supposed to know? Like, they don't got the little bee doctor flies out with the little white hat with the cross on it. Like, let me check your groin. That ain't happening.
Mr. Bumble, I'm sorry I have to inform you, but you have chlamydia.
Mr. Bumble.
Wait, are you telling me the queen's fucking other dudes behind my back?
That wasn't my kid. I've been raising him for 17 years.
I've been busting my ass getting honey for the last 8 months, and the kid's not even mine.
I've been paying alimony and child support. I want all that back. I want all my money back.
I ain't saying she a honey digger, but she ain't messing with no broke bumbles.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, I know. That was bad. It was real bad. Real bad. You know, do you think Australians get really bummed out, like, when people say, hey, let's watch a nature documentary? They're like, oh, you mean watch my life?
Yeah, it's like, Oh, you mean actually TV? I was going to go sit on my back porch.
Yeah, I was just going to open my blinds.
It's like, just see everything caked on the window. Like, yep, that stuff's trying to get in to kill us right there. See that guy? Yeah, he could kill you.
Watching a rattlesnake and a fucking scorpion fight out in the yard.
I'm just thinking of, like, all the dumb stuff they have. Like, they have those spiders that look like crabs. They got, like, pincers in the front. Have you not seen those spiders?
I can't say I have.
Oh, they got these, like, weird messed up spiders where in the front they got, like, pincers.
Well, technically, scorpions are arachnids. Oh. So they're part of the same family as spiders, so that's not that weird.
Yeah, maybe.
No, there's no maybe, Nathan. That's a fact.
No, the scorpions are related to the Scorpion King. Totally different than the Spider Woman that I've known and I've beaten many times when we played Gauntlet.
How dare you bring up Scorpion King? One of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's worst roles.
Worst or best?
I never liked that movie.
Are you serious?
No, I never really cared for it.
Huh.
I never liked the Mummy series, man. I thought they were boring.
Yeah. Oh, they're called whip spiders. Okay. I had to look up these monstrosities.
You know how you stop them from attacking you?
You just step
play
on
Willow
them.
Smith's I Whip My Hair Back and Forth, and then they all start dancing.
Yeah, these things are terrifying. Oh, shit. Oh, okay, here. I mean, they're comparing the whip scorpion to the... Oh, man, that's scary.
They're probably not as scary as camel spiders. You ever seen those fucking things?
No. I mean, spiders themselves are inherently, just fucking scary.
Well, do you know what a camel spider is?
I am now seeing it.
Yeah, are you seeing
fuck that? What
of
the
Marines and shit holding them up?
It looks like it's screaming at somebody. What is going on?
Oh yeah, they're terrifying. They eat camels or suck blood of camels.
Like this, the one that Marines are holding up looks like something out of the Human Centipede.
Yeah, dude, they are fucking terrifying. It's not an okay thing. That thing shouldn't exist.
Like, why is people? There's a person with it on its hand. Like, no thanks.
Oh, there's one I'm looking at right now where it's one bit another one, and they're holding it up.
Yeah, that's the one I was staring at. Like,
yeah.
What?
Dude, look up the bite. Okay, now look up camel spider bites.
Like, these? Oh, this can't be good. Like, an arm's got to be missing. Like,
oh, dude, it's like pure. It's like black. It's like.
God!
Yeah, it's like something out of a video game where...
Yo, hey, what happened? Oh, well, I took some damage. It was a critical hit. I've lost a chunk of my leg. And wait a second. Some of these photos are straight-up photos from Brown Recluse bites.
Probably.
Because I've seen these on Brown Recluse when I got bit by a spider and it swelled up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to die. And then I looked up and it's like, no, none of this.
People forget those are in the Midwest. And that's actually the most... I think it's more the brown recluse is more deadly than the black widow, if I remember right, as far as venom potency.
I think so, but
and what's scary about those things too is it's like if you got one, doesn't mean you just got one, you got a bunch because they nest.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah,
they're terrifying. Like that. Well, wasn't it in your house that you originally had like an infestation in your basement?
No.
You had some kind of infestation in the basement.
It was just like spiders, but it wasn't brown recluse.
I remember Mom saying brown recluse when you did that. Maybe she was being dramatic, though.
Maybe. I can't remember.
That's par for the course for her.
Oh my god, there's a camel spiders movie on Blu-ray.
Ooh. Is it a documentary, or is it like eight-legged freaks?
Eight-legged freaks, because it's showing one crawl on a guy's mouth and ear. It's really... It looks like really bad.
Dude, I have such an irrational fear of like bugs crawling in my ear. Like there was a stint in college, you know, because I lived in the basement of our house. And one, it was cold as balls down there. But two, like there was just bugs that would get in there all the time. So I would sleep with a stocking hat on even in the summer because I was like, well, at least they can't crawl in my ear this way.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I did for the longest time. Actually, I just started doing that before I moved to college, because at Dad's house, remember, I used to get all those box elder bugs that would get in my room from every which way.
Gotcha.
Always a shit fuck ton of them, and I was like, one of those is gonna go in my ears one of this time. So I started wearing a stocking hat every time I went to bed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just gotta get a good sweat.
I just remember all of my, like, the light fixture up top, too, was just always caked in box elder bugs. You'd, like, vacuum it every week, and it would just be, like, filled to the brim with box dead ones that got up in the light.
See, so you're thinking that. Just imagine how many were up in, like, the ceiling tiles. Like, if you open one of those, like an avalanche, one of these days they just cave in full of carcasses of box elder bugs.
Yeah, no shit. Just like that collapsible ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, what happened?
And you just go in to get your porn that you stashed up there one day, and you reach up for the mag, and you just got a handful of dead box elder bugs instead of a handful of glorious booby magazines.
Yeah, I mean...
Talk about a boner killer.
Yeah. That I'm just thinking of, like, somebody reaching up there. It's like, happy thoughts, ah! And just...
No! This is the opposite of what I wanted.
That was my jack-off hand. No! Just immediate regret. And then trying to explain your way out of that one. Well, I fell.
Yeah. Okay. Those are me and Jake's bedrooms were like super interesting at Dad's house, because like we had those deep wells in order to like be for them to be considered bedrooms. You had to have those like deep egress windows to get out.
Yeah.
And Jake's more than mine. I never understood why Jake's was so bad compared to mine, but Jake always had like a full blown ecosystem inside his window. You didn't even have to go to the zoo. It would be like he'd find mice and living amongst toads and shit in there, and there'd be like trees growing out of it and shit. It was like a mini rainforest.
Then you just douse it in paint thinner and everything disappeared like a nuclear blast occurred.
Yeah, exactly. The worst one, like, ever was, I'll never forget, I woke up one night of just smacking hard against my window, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I open my blinds, and there's just this possum staring right at me. Oh. And it's in the middle of winter, so, you know, the heat is coming against the window, so it's right up against the window because it's warm.
Gotcha.
And but it ripped off the entire screen of my window, and I was like, holy shit. So me and Dad go outside, and we had to get a shovel and a broom and, like, flip him up into the shovel. Of course, he doesn't want to, and we, like, flinged him out of there. The funny part was, though, this is when I didn't realize how tough fucking possums were.
It kept
coming back at Dad, and he had, like, you remember how we had the silver, like, big shovel for snow shoveling, you know?
Yeah.
He was taking that and fucking hitting the son of a bitch back, like, 10 feet, and it just kept getting up and walking back at him, and Dad just kept whacking him in the fucking face. I was like, at one point, bro, you gotta give up.
No, it's just he's having
the towel.
He's just having fun cushions on an animal.
Yeah, no shit. Well, and like that. So that's the day I learned that playing possums fucking, that's dumb. They don't do that shit. They're trying to kill.
They're pure-blooded killers.
They want blood.
They just fake it so they can come up and slit your throat.
Yeah, yeah. I have a bunch of weird animal stories like that. Like, I'll never forget this one time, man. I was driving with my buddies. We, you know, we're 16, so we're around cruising around town. And we're driving up Madison Ave. And out of, like, the bluffs, like, where one of those wooded tree areas, you know, where it's just a forest, heavy forested area, out rolls this giant ball of fur, and we slam on the brakes, and we just see these fucking ball of fur just, like, going at it. We're like, oh, shit, that's two raccoons fighting. And then, like, my buddy Kane honks at him, and they just, like, disperse. And it turns out it was three of them. There was one smaller one in there that was real scrappy, trying to make sure it got in its licks.
Of course, you know, I gotta prove to him that I can hold my own.
It was either that it was an extra one, or we just witnessed how raccoons mate. They fight, fuck, and then a baby's born within 15 minutes. I was like, wow.
I think
life
that's
moves
how
fast.
I think that's how that occurs. And then
like they say
you
in Jurassic
Park,
life finds a way.
You interrupted, otherwise there'd be like six more of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about bees. I was like, how the fuck did we get here?
Oh, yeah. We got all the way off. I can tell you another raccoon story if you want.
Oh, please do. I love raccoons.
Dude. No, well, listen to this. I didn't know this for a while until one of my buddies in college, who was a big hunter, because when you go to Iowa State, you got a lot of kids from the country. But they were telling me about raccoon hunting. And do you know how you raccoon hunt? Or at least this is how these guys did it.
You shoot them?
Yes, but how you find them is the interesting part. So Raccoons are super...
Here, raccoon, like, raccoon, raccoon.
super dominant base, man. Like, they are all about making sure they're the toughest dude. So what they do is they have a recording on a boombox or some kind of, like, speaker device. And it's just recordings of two raccoons fighting. And if you play that in the middle of a forest where you know there is a bunch of them, if they hear that, all the raccoons bum rush it because they want to fight too.
Oh, so
and
it's
then
like,
once they surround the thing, you open fire.
Oh, okay, so that's what happened. I was always wondering why the population of Ireland was down, and it's because they all got turned into fucking raccoons. They drank themselves into a stupor, were sealed away in a raccoon's body, and forced to live in trees among the whole entire earth.
Yep.
I'm just... What?
Down.
I just had to merely play a stereo of raccoons fighting, and they will show up no matter what?
Yeah, man. You can have a party with them. You
what
just
if,
have some beers and bread out there.
So,
the old bread.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I what if I decide to play that just so they show up, and then they were like... Oh my god, it's Raccoon Jesus. I just have water and bread for them.
Yeah. I wouldn't advise being Raccoon Jesus because, you know, raccoons just don't have any morals, man. They just, like, dig through trash, they which is illegal.
Hey, it's
you know, going
it's
through
cool.
personal property.
Hey, at my old house, when I still had that thing, when I was still living there, the fucking...
Your neighbor
I remember,
fed the deers.
Well, the neighbors were, they had a, I can't say retardeds, so I can only say they had an extra 41st chromosome. But they were feeding the deer and giving the deer water. Subsequently, the raccoons came and took all that shit and were just out there dunking all the water into said, or dunking the bread into the water.
Yeah.
But,
they're assholes. They ruin what, the few ruin the good for the many. That's what they did.
Oh, no. They kept the finally, the deer quit coming. Thank God. Because the deer were pieces of shit.
Yeah, fuck those things. I'd rather see a few raccoons than a fucking deer.
Yeah. I mean, the raccoons were cool because they'd show up and there was like a tag team that'd go out and they knew when trash night was. It was awesome to watch. So they'd
Dude,
come
they're
down.
They're smart as fuck.
They'd come down and then they'd go up to the trash cans. They'd always tackled the bigger ones because people had big trash cans that wouldn't tip over, and then one would stand down there and alley-oop his bro or sister, whoever the fuck was with him, up. They'd stand on his shoulders, lift the top up, tear open trash, and start throwing it out.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I like how you, as a neighbor, you saw your neighbor's garbage cans getting fucked up, and you're like, yeah, that sucks, and you just ignored it. You just watched them do it.
I'm just, oh yeah, for sure. Just sit there and watch and be like, hey, Those fucking things are pretty smart. Look at them go.
They're like cats with fingers.
I know. It'd be awesome to have one as a pet if they wouldn't, like, fucking...
Until they ate your face.
Well, even if they didn't, they'd still, like, go into your freaking... your walls and get into the everything.
You know what you do? I know how you kill them. This is how you get them. You don't want them
genocide.
To mess with your trash anymore? This is what you do. Buy yourself some cherries. Eat said cherries. And then make sure you throw the pits in the garbage. Because it turns out if you eat cherry pits, they're poisonous.
What?
Yes. I can't remember which chemical they hold. But like, if you eat enough of them and it gets in your system, it can kill you. Eating a cherry pit can kill you. So, considering the raccoon is a very small size... very small compared to a human, I'm pretty sure one cherry pit will kill them.
Okay.
Unless they're smart enough not to eat the seed, which I don't know. They might be. They've lived in the wild their whole life. They used to forage berries, so it might be, you know, some buried instincts in there. But I think it's a good alternative to, you know, poison. I'm all about natural killing.
Okay.
I want organic death, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. I mean, at this rate, why don't you just... I don't know, just biochemically destroy all of your waste so anything they touch is poison, not just this one obscure
well, Nathan,
thing.
You're missing the whole point is I'm a vegan now, and I'm very organic about how I go about killing my vermin. I don't want to use pesticides.
You better be fucking lying, because I will hurt you. I will come up there and cram a steak down your goddamn throat.
I'm vegan in the sense that I like animals and how they taste.
That's okay. That is the correct answer.
Is that
what vegan
is? Did I miss?
No. I mean, you're right on. You're vegan as hell. You're so vegan. I like to
and I enjoy wearing leather. I mean, that's what a vegan does, right? We eat meat. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right on. I mean, you're a vegan and you're now a proud supporter of PETA. I'm liking where you're going with your life. Good life choices.
Yeah, you know, they say you can self-identify as anything nowadays, and I identify as a vegan that eats meat.
Yeah, I love wearing rare owl feathers on my jacket. They flow in the wind rather well.
I enjoy a good chinchilla scarf.
Oh, those are so cozy.
Oh, they are.
I love red fox gloves. They're great. Keep my hands warm.
Yes. I like my, I have a very nice fox scarf that still has the skull of said fox on it.
Oh, that's a
good. I got that on a hunt in London.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, that's a good weight to keep it down. It doesn't move out of place. Solid.
Okay, this is how big of a douche I am. I know you can't see it and nobody else can, but as soon as I said London, I put my foot, I put my leg across my other leg.
Yeah, well.
Like I got all snooty.
Well, like, good sir, I would like to tell you about my tracking. I killed a nice elephant to steal his tusk, and I use these beautiful ivory tusks just so I can have fancy hangers to hold my scarf.
Huh, that's so 2003, Nigel. If you would have been smart, you would have used that ivory on a grand piano that you'll never learn to play, but everybody thinks you're mysteriously good at.
He's so eloquent, he must know what he's doing.
Yes, I could play the piano for you, but you plebs aren't worth the keys that I would stroke.
I was going to play the piano, but instead I bought Von Maur, and I told their silly puppet to come play the piano for me.
Now, if you excuse me, I must go hire a man to fuck my wife.
I love cuckold.
Dude, did you... Okay, I have to talk to you about this. Did you see the article CNN put out about how cuckolding might be good for marriages?
Where do I sign up? I would love to help other people with their marriages.
I don't know. It won't. That's what's going to happen.
I would love to help / end your marriage. I mean, yeah, definitely help.
But this is the funny part. That's what the title said, but if you read the article, the study they based it off of was surveys and
from
stuff
Pornhub?
They did with primarily
swingers.
No, with people in the gay community. So they asked gay men about it, which men are just more promiscuous than women. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And they just, but because, you know, men and women are the same, you know, that means that applies to women.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to put myself in that lens. So if I step out of my shoes right now and I go, okay, All right. I'm sticking my dick in his ass, and you're going to tell me we're in a relationship, a normal relationship, where everything's going good, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start eyeing other people because, let's be honest, that's every relationship known to man. After a while, you start going, yo, I still got it. They look at me. Like, go out, get your thing on, and be like, yeah, that was good, and then go back, and they're saying that's beneficial?
No, they're saying watching your partner fuck another person while you're in the room is beneficial.
So they pick out somebody and then the other person's like, you watch it. And then, so all I'm hearing right now is, yo, threesomes end up working out. Because that there's nobody's going to be
very,
like, I want to watch.
It's a very weird article. And the fact that it was on CNN is crazy to me.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Oh, dude, it's so weird.
Like, all right.
I mean... Yeah, I this is the comparison I made to cuckolding people, man. Like, you know, some people like movies and other people like plays. cuckolding people who like plays. They just like live performance. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's more. Yeah, they're more. Okay. They're more opera scenes. They're not. It's not as rehearsed, and then you
and
don't know
what to
expect.
And that's why everybody thinks they're douchey and doesn't want to hang out with them at parties because they think they're better than everybody because they like live performance.
Hey, guys, we're going to a party. All right, cool. Well, you actually have to dress up, and you need to wear this mask.
Are the Thompsons going to be there? Are they going to talk about how they, like, brought home a dude and let Linda get railed by him again? Like, I can't hear that story for the third time, guys.
You know, last time we were here, Ted and Matt just kept going back and forth how Ted enjoyed watching Matt get railed by Tim, and it was just really weird. And then Sarah and Stacy came in, and it was the same shit. I'm feeling left out, dear. We need to grab somebody.
Yeah, it was. It's a very interesting thing. I just don't get why. I don't understand how it could help a marriage at all.
No, I can see how it helps it implode.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you're thinking about banging other people and you're married, you probably never wanted to be married in the first place.
I mean, well, marriage is a bad fucking institution anyways. Take it from me, the person that's been in it. You can, hey, you want to have a family? Guess what? You can do that without getting married. It's quite easy. It'll just cost you a low entry fee per month for 18 years. But hey, you can get in the game.
But that's not a – but then you're – I don't know. I support people trying to – I'd rather have people have families with a mom and a dad.
Well, I mean, you do.
Or just two parents in general. Sorry, I'm going to be politically correct here.
Well, even that, I'm saying you don't need to get married to have said mom and dad or mom and mom, dad and dad, whatever have you.
Yeah, but do you not agree that the parents being together is probably better though?
No, I mean, right now, here, take it from my example, parents being apart is fucking nominal because parents together equal very unhappy me. I don't know about the other one.
Well, personally, that's because you picked the wrong person, though.
Well, okay, I can't argue this fact.
Yeah, now you're just dealing with the situation you've been put in.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, let me sit and lay down on this couch now.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I don't know. I agree that what I find dumb is I think people get married for the wrong reasons.
Oh, all the time.
That's my thing.
Yo.
And, it's a bigger decision than people really think about.
I know too many people that are like, yo, it is fun to go on a vacation with this person, and that's the only positive I've ever heard. Or it's, yo, we have great sex.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard a litany of bad reasons, and you sit back and go, yeah, and as a good friend, there's a rule of thumb, and I don't care who you are, this is the rule that everybody should follow, and that is if you're a true good friend, you will do it this one thing, and that is one thing only, and go, I will say my piece now on why I do not think it's a good idea, and then you will never bring that up again, but you must tell them at least once your true feelings on it.
Yeah. I've done that with a couple of my buddies.
Yeah.
Or I should say at least one. It's just you got to make sure, man. It's not an easy thing to do. At least, I'm saying that like I've done it, but I haven't done it, one, because I haven't found a person that I could see myself being with, and two, because I know I'm not mature or mentally ready enough to do that.
Yeah, that's the worst situation, is where you think you are. Like, I'm a glowing example of this. You think you're mature enough, and then you quickly realize, yeah, nope, and neither are they.
Yeah, what were you, 23 when you got married, and now you got divorced at 25 when it was officially over?
Yeah, I was 26, yeah.
That's fucking insane, because that's how old I am.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. That's why I honestly don't think anybody should be able to get married until you're at least 33.
See, here's my thing with it. It's what it is now is marriage is a weird term because it's a legal term now. It's not what it originally was, which is a religious practice.
Yeah,
and that's
where
I
true.
Think things have gotten weird with it. Whereas there's this weird benefit to doing it within the government. The government incentivized it, and I think that's where we got off on the wrong track.
Ooh,
as a
yeah,
society.
I mean that's a good point because yeah, the second they start going, hey, at the end of the year we'll pay you more.
Exactly, and I think that's what. Well, it's so like there became this monetary value to it and stuff like that, and that's what. One reason why I don't know. There's a litany of things that I find that I have a problem with when it comes to that aspect of it is the government's involvement into it, because they then have forced their hand into what something that really had nothing to do with it, because there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, and they've somehow incorporated it.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing that they do, because they royally fuck you over in the terms of what ends up happening, because God forbid you separate. I'm don't get me wrong, completely behind child support. That shit needs to be there, because God damn it, if you're not taking care of your kid, you're a dirtbag. I don't care who you are. But if the whole alimony thing is held up, that, my friend, is absolute bullshit. And
I totally agree with
you on
that.
And here's why. Just because you're married for X amount of years, you're entitled to, I'm now a part-time employee salary of my ex? Like, that's fucked up. I don't care what system you're in.
Yeah, no, it's totally screwed up. But my thing, too, is with the child support thing, like, I don't think, me personally, just in all of the people I know who have been through it and know people, I know way too many people. It's so fucked up. That's the really crazy thing. But the fact that, like, you shouldn't have to pay child support if you're going to be involved in your kid's life, which most of the people I know are, but then they still have to pay child support to the other parent. And it's like, why? You're involved. They're paying for their stuff. What? There's no need for that. That's where I don't get.
Yeah. No, I'm. I completely.
Because then
agree
you have
you.
No way. And then if there is, in my opinion, I don't know if there is anything like this, but if you pay child support and you're paying that other person, there should be fucking receipts that have to be presented at the end of every year showing that they use that money towards the child, not themselves.
Oh, dude, I would die to see that.
Oh,
but
I know you would, and that's one reason why I said that.
But
it should be that way, in my opinion.
Hey, guys, let me see the receipts. Well, I bought a new car, you fucking...
you should automatically lose it if you do shit like that.
Just fucking guess, and I get...
Because it's called child support, not adult support.
But that's a problem. The fucking... I don't know anybody that's used their child support and said, guess what? I'm doing the responsible thing, and I'm putting all of this in the bank and saving it for, like... whatever they want to use it for. They can use it for college. They can go use it to buy a car, whatever. It's theirs. I don't know a soul that's done that.
Just put it in the bank for the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's because raising a kid's expensive. Especially because most people have them when they aren't fiscally ready to have them anyway.
Are you really ever fiscally ready to have a kid? Because
absolutely.
Fuck. Oh, I mean, it's like over the lifetime of a child, I mean, it's just, it's a money hole.
Well,
I mean, it's awesome, but I love my daughter. But then, yeah, I mean,
well,
there's a lot of cost.
Yeah, but there definitely is a time when you're more fiscally ready. Like, oh, you're not going to tell me at 27, there's a difference between a 27-year-old and a 22-year-old having a kid?
The 5 years.
Yeah, but you're not going to tell me there's any more financial benefit to being that much older and probably being further into a career and probably having a steady job and probably being out of debt, more debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Like, you want to be over 30 by the time you have a kid. Because honestly, if you're still in your 20s, nah, you're not ready. I don't care what you think, you're not. It's that point in your life you're going, no.
Yeah, but if you have one, you better learn real fucking fast.
Oh, and that's the thing. That's what ends up fucking happening. It is amazing to me how many people I've known and met. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah, I got a 12-year-old kid. And I look at him like, what the fuck? You're younger than me. How?
It's just... Well, what's also amazing is how bad those people are with money.
Oh, those are straight... Oh, pure paycheck to paycheck. And sometimes Not even that. Like, it's worse.
Yeah. Because
one of them did the, like, what is that, check into cash or something? Those loan places?
Yeah, where it's, payday loans.
Yeah. The last person I heard that, though, that after they quit their job, I've never heard from them again. I'm assuming they hired a loan shark to kill them.
Yeah, dude, that's the no joke. Like, I live paycheck to paycheck, but I'm also live by myself, and I'm paying off a giant amount of student debt. So, like, it's completely different scenario. When you have a kid, you gotta fucking get your shit together. And I blame the money handling and stuff like that on people, like, that the schools don't teach more about, like, the financial institution and how to better navigate through those waters.
But, I mean, if you want to go through it, like, having a kid and taking care of them isn't too expensive to have the best time of their lives. Point in fact, yesterday, my daughter gets to go to one of her friend's birthday parties. And at the end, because they're at a bowling alley, she gets this little card, and it's got $5 on it. She can go play some games in here. So she goes and plays this little game. I don't know what the hell that thing's called, where the light's spinning around in a circle, and you got to hit the button to stop it on the thing, and it gives you that many corresponding tickets, all
right? Right.
She ends up winning with that $5, 150 tickets. Not bad. Kept hitting on that 40 ticket mark. She goes over with her 150 tickets and is able to buy this pack of 4 gel pens with a little stencil in the back for tattoos. So it's completely washable. And she gets a ring. Like, it's one of those birthstone rings. But she's smart because that shit's garbage. She just picks her favorite color. Wise girl. I've taught her well. Don't get trapped into that garbage. Turns to me immediately after grabbing both of these items, slips on that ring, goes, "Daddy, this is the best day ever." I'm like, "God damn right."
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just that kind of stuff. And I'm like, damn. All right. This day cost me $20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't take much to, like, make a kid happy. That's not what I'm saying. It does take a little bit to raise them the right way and make sure they're in a good environment. That's
If you're talking about putting clothes on their back and all that stuff, yeah, I mean, that's it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about when it comes to being fiscally responsible enough to have a kid. That's what I'm talking about. Like, doing that shit's not that hard. You can make a kid's imagination at that age is so easily taken advantage of to make fun with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, yeah. There's too many people that look at that and get way too, involved with themselves in a way, because the reason I say that is they look back and go, "Oh, man, I used to be able to do this." And they start doing like a little pity party for themselves. And it takes away from, hey, you're not thinking about your kid. You're thinking about you now.
Right. And that's where I think being too young having a kid is where you run into problems, because you haven't had that opportunity to be selfish. That was a thing dad told me about when I was about 20. He's like, going into your 20s now, he's like, it sounds weird to say, but this is your time to be selfish. Do what you want to do that'll make you happy, and try to do whatever you want to do now, because once you get past these years, it's going to be more and more difficult to do that. And I've really taken that to heart, and I've really done a lot of shit that I really like to do.
Yeah.
That's like the best piece of advice I've ever gotten, was just do what you want to do early.
All right. I mean, cool. Man, we got really fucking serious here. We gotta get out of this.
Well, I got a good segue. Here we go. You ready to watch me spin this?
All right. Okay. I was going to say, I have the thing to lighten us up,
you know,
too.
With parenting, man, I don't know shit about parenting, but I know kids need to stay off their fucking iPhones. That's what I know. And it was funny because I read an article the other day about iPhones. See? Nice twist there. Ha ha.
No, you don't get to laugh at your own fucking segue. Get the hell out of here. No, and you sound like a terrible villain.
I'm doing my hacky DJ voice. Hey, did you guys hear about these new iPhones? No, so I was reading this thing about with a co-creator of the iPhone came out and said in an article that iPhones were designed to be addictive, and he thinks they're a horrible idea.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought that, this is the funny part. He admitted they're addictive, and he said the government needs to step in and help fix this problem.
What? No, fuck you.
No, exactly. Fuck you. The government. The last thing we need to do is let the government regulate what we get to do on our phones.
Yep.
First of all, if you think people are addicted to their phones, it's up to them to fucking figure out how to not be addicted to their phones and be in the moment with their family.
And listen here. You want the government to step in. That current class of imbecile monkeys standing around scratching their own ass. Like, you want that to fucking help you? Are you kidding me? It'll just be like, we just need just news alerts that show up and the screen goes orange and it starts talking.
Hey, Nathan, they want the same people who accidentally set a fake missile launch on Hawaii to tell people how to not be addicted to their phones.
All right, threaten them with missiles.
Yeah, the government can barely oversee themselves.
The government,
let alone,
I mean,
all of us.
The government's in disarray right now. Everybody's fighting. It's just infighting all over the place. People hate everybody. It's just terrible. They're not helping anybody. They're making everything worse that they touch, it feels like, lately. So no thanks.
I just couldn't believe that he was like, hey, we made this really addictive product that's really fucking with human nature. We need big government to fix it. What?
I'm just laughing. I'm just waiting because he's going, yeah, we need big government. By the way, we created fuck dolls. Everybody see those?
Yeah. By the way, we have the iFuck.
You just call this and everything vibrates. So girls, get a big old vibrating dong. Guys, you get the akus is vibrating hard. You got some good RPMs going in there.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
It's great.
That drove me insane, like, reading that. I'm like, what? No. People just need self-control, man. It's all about self-control.
You want to talk about self-control? Here, oh, good segue. I had one. I was sitting at work, and a girl was jokingly saying something because I was talking about, oh, I have to turn something off to hurry up so I can finish doing this stuff at work, right?
Right.
Because they were all still working. So I was joking around like, if I turn them all off, then they have to leave and we can finish our job. She gets mad and goes, oh, if you do that, I'll come back here and hit you. I know this person, so I mute through a mutual friend. So I'm like, oh, I'd have to go get one of my friends because I couldn't defend myself, right? As a joking banter. So you get here's the goading part that comes in, which you get, oh, well, even if you didn't, I'm not afraid of you. You couldn't hit that hard. And I just stared at her going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, just sitting at work. And I'm like, I'm not going to be goaded into this HR bullshit you're trying to pull. And just, like, walked away.
She's watched Atomic Blonde one too many times.
Well, I'm just like, yeah, exactly. I'm just like, God damn it. Like, A, physics and all that shit don't line up. B,
physics, biology.
I'm like, all of this is wrong, and I just told her I'm not going down this hypothetical with you and walked away. But that kind of bullshit, I'm like sick of this fucking whole thing that's going on right now of all of this. And I'm like, you're trying to, a benign comment, and now you're trying to turn yourself into a victim off of a joke.
And Nathan, are you telling me that you think women are inferior to you?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like. Like you're being a sexist hypocrite.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're joining the bandwagon over there, too. Okay.
No, dude, I love making fun of this shit because this is what the fuck people talk about now. And I call, you know who's responsible for this? Facebook. Because Facebook created victim culture.
Yeah, and that's what this was. Because it was just me sitting there making a benign joke including a mutual friend of ours. And then it got turned around and she got all offended. I'm like, all right.
Are you all up in my offenseness?
Well, like, she yelled it in the middle of that. I'm like, oh, what the hell? It just makes you wonder what the fuck's going on. But
well, what's also weird, though, is, like, she must have been having a bad day, too. Like, you know what I mean? It's like something happened where she was like, I got to snap at somebody. Like, I'm going to take out my aggression on somebody else in the only way I know how.
Yeah, I mean, either way. It's just garbage watching that unfold. Just like, oh, cool. So you're just trying to put people in the corner so you can feel better and have something. But I'm not taking that fucking garbage bait.
Yeah, no. Good on you. See, this is why I just don't talk to people at work. I only talk about work, and I just, like, I make some slight comments now and then, but for the most part, I just keep my mouth shut, have my headphones in, listen to podcasts, keep my head down.
Yeah, well, it's stuff like that, though, that occurs.
And then I get on stage and I yell horrible shit into a microphone.
Of course. I mean, you got to vent somewhere, but it's shit like that that happens that have you going home, and I was guilty as shit doing this because I'm driving home and I'm talking to myself saying everything that came to my head while she was talking and just tearing her apart, but it's only to me because I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah, those shower arguments where you're just yelling into your fucking shower head. And another thing! You don't know shit about HR! You're always fucking up the paperwork!
You don't even turn on your computer!
See, and, you know, back in the day, you would be able to actually say shit like this, but you had to go in a roundabout way because, you know, we talked about how you used to, you know, have the water cooler talks at work.
Oh, yeah, for
TV
sure.
Shows. See, that's what reality TV was fucking perfect for, because there was always that one guy on there that everybody hated, and you're like, that guy reminds me of Steve at The Office. So you go to the water cooler the next day, and Steve would be there talking to you about the show, and you'd be like, yeah,
you.
Steve, you know who I can't stand? Philip, that fucking asshole over there. You know, he's just like, he's always fucking stealing all the other people's food in the Big Brother house. He's a fucking cocksucker, and he never refills the coffee pot.
Thank you. Thank you for that segue. Something happened at our water cooler this week.
Do you actually have a physical water cooler?
It's not physical. It's a inline thing, so it comes through and it purifies the water.
So it's like an ice machine and a water fountain?
Yeah.
That's what we got, too.
So anyways, I'm standing at this thing after. I just go to the bathroom, wash my hands, go to fill up my water jug so I can go back to my desk, getting ready. I'm filling up my water. After what I've already seen, and somebody comes out of the bathroom and just like, what the fuck? Who was that? Was that you? And I'm like, nah, man. Are you talking about stall two? And he's like, yeah. So the crime scene in there.
So you found a poo crime? Yep. You didn't even let me do that? What the hell, man?
It's
I got to do the intro.
Stealth poo crime.
Bum, 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 bum. Poo crimes. Bum, ba, ba, da, da, ba.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did the intro
segment on poo crimes.
So, anyways, what? So what's going on here in this particular poo crime? Is
3 weeks in a row we've had a poo crime. That's a record.
I couldn't bring myself to flush this. It was kind of majestic.
Wait, was it you?
No, it was not me.
Okay, so you're witnessing.
I've
seen
this.
You just showed up on the scene. You saw the victim, and now you're checking out the scene.
I left this after I saw it, and then I went in to go, yeah, and I'm filling up my water now. And a guy comes out. He's like, what's going on? What the hell happened in there? And I just started laughing. I'm like, I don't know who did that, but that's kind of magical. What it happened is the guy went to the bathroom and proceeded to use what looked like at least half the roll, if not more. I mean, there's a lot of toilet paper. And then perched upon the top of this toilet paper pyramid, this soggy, nasty toilet paper pyramid, not unlike that you would see a sultan sit on a throne, was a turd. So there's a stray turd laying on top of this pyramid of toilet paper with no other toilet paper. It looked like he just pinched one off again after wiping what seemed like a horrible, horrible butthole leak. And then he just pinched one off on top, and there's no toilet paper. So if he did wipe again, he had to throw it in the other toilet and flush that. Like, this was like a masterpiece.
Or dude, you're missing the setup here. See, they want you to think it's one guy, but this sounds like a two-man job.
Just passing TP under it?
The first guy, man, he came in, and he did his business and used too much toilet paper. And the other guy came in afterwards to finish off the job and laid the turd on top. But this man is the most disgusting man on earth, which is the no-wiper man. And you don't ever want to come across that guy.
Oh, jeez. Like, yeah, he's got like spackling
between
his crack.
Because you know that dude does not wash his hands either.
Oh, just the worst.
Yes. So there, we have multiple offenses of poo crime. This might be the most high. I know we had a federal poo crime the other day on the plane, but this is like some serial killer poo crime, you know, tag team match style.
Yeah, like this. Okay. Yeah, your theory there makes me disgusted for many more reasons.
Oh, man, yeah. These are animals, and this is why we call them out on this show. These people need to be stopped. Report your poo crimes.
Oh.
The fine working hard janitors of this who listen to this podcast appreciate what we do every week, spreading the word about how these horrific incidences happen.
How they affect we need to put thousands of people. Them. Just terrible.
They try to justify their poo crimes by saying, I'm keeping these janitors employed by giving them something to clean. That's not what they're there to clean,
oh, no.
Sir.
Hey, if you're one of those guys that ever say, hey, I'm keeping them employed, you're a douche.
You're a douche.
Don't be that guy.
I used to say that in high school when I'd like accidentally drop like food on the floor.
Yeah, you're a high schooler, but as an adult, don't be that douche.
Are you an adult? Don't be a douche.
Pretty much. And then the other thing I want to talk to that will segue into what I want you to talk to is, yo, Vinny back. XFL is coming back.
Except, oh, dude, I know. I'm super pumped for that, actually. I kind of want to see where this goes.
I want He Hate Me to be back. I don't know how old that man is, but they were allowing him to pick any jersey they want. It was just ridiculousness and great. And then Vinny Mac comes in. And I don't like how Vince McMahon just said, oh, hey, we're going to try and be family-friendly and PG. I'm like, no. I want you guys to be like what you were. Just
no,
be raw.
It won't be because that's not like the WWE brand anymore. Everything's PG. That's why, like, I don't know if you saw the press conference where somebody asked if Johnny Manziel would get an invite. And he, like, dodged the, like, question by basically saying, he didn't say his name exactly, but he's like, well, we're going to allow former NFL players to come in and play. They have to meet our strict guidelines with no criminal background. Basically saying, Johnny Manziel's not playing in the XFL.
Yeah. Is that the guy that was doing coke and had sparklers out of his mouth? Yeah, he's not coming in.
Yeah, like, how he runs his organizations are completely different than, like, the Attitude Era of, like, WWE. It's all PG.
I wish he'd go back to that kind, back when he was sticking needles in his face and everywhere else, full of just steroids just dripping off of him, just pooping out testosterone that he was shoving up his ass. Like, I want that Vince McMahon back.
Yeah, the fucking jacked out of his goddamn mind and screwing Bret Hart out of his fucking title. And not letting him leave.
Like, literally screwing Bret Hart out of his title.
He did. Do you remember how that went down?
Yeah, he ended up not being able to say, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. He never got to give his shades again to a little kid.
Well,
it was really sad.
Dude, they fucked him over, him and Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels fucked him over in that match. It was crazy. I watched a documentary on it. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
They really screwed Bret Hart over.
And then they killed his brother.
Yes. And now they have his niece in the fucking WWE, and I can't stand her. Ugh.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of the WWE, guess what I watched on Sunday?
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it was fucking sick. They actually opened up the opening match for the Royal Rumble was the reigning title and SmackDown champion AJ Styles fought what is his name?
Kofi?
Kevin Owens and what's his fucking partner's name? I'm forgetting it. Zane. I can't remember his first name though. But anyway, he had to fight two of these guys
from from One Direction.
No, they were it was a title match though, and if these two beat him, they were both the champion at the same time. So he had to fight two dudes in basically a tag team match. The weird thing, though, was AJ pinned a non-legal member of the fucking in the match. Like, so the one dude who was in, Zane, didn't fucking tag Kevin Owens. And, it, like, he slammed him, and then AJ Styles, like, knocked him out of the ring. And then Kevin Owens came in the ring, and AJ Styles fucked him up and pinned him, but he wasn't the legal man. So there's like all this debate right now about like what the fuck happened because he didn't tag him and it wasn't a legal man.
Gotcha.
But it came back because once the Royal Rumble started, Zayn actually came out and fucking he like they knocked out the number 10 spot guy, the guy who was supposed to come out at number 10.
Gotcha.
And fucking he took his place and came into the Rumble. Of course he lost. He didn't win, but the Royal Rumble was sweet, dude. Your boy Shinsuke Nakamura ended up winning.
Yes. I just love his music and how everybody gets so amped up for that motherfucker.
Well, he's also one of the best wrestlers in WWE because he's from New Japan Wrestling. He was a former New Japan champion, if I remember right.
Gotcha.
But it'd be when you win the Royal Rumble, you headline WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So he gets to pick who he wants to wrestle. He could either pick to wrestle Brock Lesnar for the Raw title.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Or wrestle AJ Styles for the SmackDown title.
That sounds like a better choice.
He picked AJ Styles, and this is why this is going to be awesome, because AJ Styles is a former New Japan wrestler. So these two fought or wrestled a lot in Japan together, so it's going to be a fucking awesome match at WrestleMania.
Awesome.
I'm super pumped for that. Here's the kicker, though. I bet you – I don't know if you know this. You might have saw some stuff about it. But this year was the first ever all-women's Royal Rumble.
So – I know a little bit about this, and I want to hear what all happened. That shit was crazy. Ronda fucking Rousey comes out looking like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, they named her name as Rowdy Ronda Rousey. They took his entire gimmick and gave it to her, which really pissed me and my buddies off, actually.
Oh, wait, what? No, the entire... I thought she was doing, like, out of respect with the shirt, but is she coming out with a fucking kilt, too?
No, she didn't have a kilt on, but I'm guessing that's her gimmick is going to be that, because they were calling her Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Like, they couldn't think of anything original. They had to rip off one of the icons.
Yeah, they had to take one of the best wrestlers of all fucking time and give it to her. It really made me upset, actually. But, like, she came out, and that was the weird thing, because, so it was the same thing. She was coming out, she came... what's her name? God damn it. She's a newer star. Starts with an A. I can never remember how to pronounce her name. But she's a Japanese wrestler, too. Both Royal Rumble winners this year are former New Japan wrestlers. And they both are awesome. So she was in the middle about to pick between fighting Alexa Bliss or Charlotte Flair for either the SmackDown or the Raw title.
Gotcha.
And that's when Ronda Rousey came out. And it was really weird because I was hoping she'd have a microphone and would at least say some shit. But she didn't say anything, which kind of made me mad. I was like, she didn't sell that well at all. All they did is cause mess.
Confusion.
Like, confusion, like, which is probably the point. But this is what happened.
Did she just show up and she's basically like Kane and just pointing at people?
She just came out and was pointing at the WrestleMania logo, which was hanging over the entire ring,
and then the ring went dark, and flames shot out of the turnbuckles.
Actually, that was a crazy. There was a match that night too. Kane, Braun Strowman, and Brock Lesnar all fought for the Raw title. Brock Lesnar still won. He's the longest reigning Raw title holder ever. It's getting old. I wish he would lose it.
Yeah.
I was hoping he'd lose it to Braun Strowman, because Braun Strowman's the shit.
He's such a bad character. Like, he's a one-trick pony. He's just a big, menacing dude.
Although, I do love that he has Paul Heyman come out and fucking introduce him, because Paul Heyman is awesome.
Well, I've noticed, and this is just the past. I mean, this not... I haven't watched in a long time, but early 2000s, if you had a manager, that meant you had no personality. Like, you could do only one thing, and outside of that, they assigned you a manager to speak for you because they you couldn't be trusted with conveying anything.
Right. Well, that's kind of how it is, but it's nice, though. I think it's cool. I like Paul Heyman's character. He's great. But that's in regardless. Like, sorry, I got – when you brought up Kane, it reminded me that that was the title match that night, too.
Gotcha.
But – Ronda Rousey's pointing at the fucking WrestleMania thing, and then she points at the winner of the Royal Rumble. God, I cannot remember her name. It's fucking bothering me.
Okay.
Asuka. That's what it is. Asuka. God, that was going to bother the fuck out of me.
That's
Asuka.
It? Just by points itself?
Yeah, just that. That's why it was bothering me. I couldn't fucking remember it. Asuka. So she points at Asuka and then puts her hand out to, like, shake her hand. And Asuka just slaps her hand away. And then Ronda gets out and walks down to the announcer booth because Stephanie McMahon, who basically runs the women's division, was guest commentating for the Women's Royal Rumble.
All right.
And she went over to Stephanie McMahon and put her hand out, and Stephanie shook her hand. Nobody knows what that means yet. I'm guessing tonight somebody got some answers on Raw. I'll have to wait till tomorrow to figure out what the fuck happened. But my guess, I'm going to be really upset if this is the case, but I hope it's not that Asuka has to now wrestle Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. That would make me so fucking mad because
yeah.
She won the Royal Rumble. She should be fighting for or wrestling for a title.
Why? Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm staring at the winners here. There's two women's titles now?
Yes, Nathan, there's two titles for everything.
Oh, I didn't
two
realize titles. They had...
There's
okay.
a title in SmackDown and Raw.
Well, like, hey, I had to ask because it's been forever since I watched, and right. last time I
well,
watched
I just
early
explained
2000.
That to you. I can't believe you didn't hear me say that. I was like, she had to choose between Alexa Bliss, who is the... she's
okay, that was
Raw
my fault.
Women's champion,
okay.
and then Charlotte Flair is the SmackDown Women's champion.
I will make an admission and let people a little peek behind the curtain. I was looking up the Women's Royal Rumble entry and winners so I could put faces to names.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. They had the chick who always was with the Hardy Boys.
Lita?
Yeah, Lita came in. She made a guest appearance last night.
Really?
They had a lot of the they had, and then of course, I think number 30, the last entry was Trish Stratus. No, it wasn't Trish Stratus.
Yes, it was.
It was Trish Stratus.
What?
Trish Stratus? I was thinking Tori Wilson for some reason.
Trish? No.
Yeah, she came back. It was awesome.
So Lita, good let's see, fuck. Took out Mandy Rose.
Yep.
And Tamina. I'm just looking at, okay, and who the hell's McCool?
McCool? I don't even know who the fuck that is. I don't remember that name last night. My God. Dude, I have to tell you something that was so fucking awesome, and I got so excited when this happened. So, you know, they always, at the Royal Rumble, there's always just, like, random guest appearances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess, you'll never guess who showed up. Look out! There's a hurricane coming through!
No.
The fucking hurricane showed up. It was great, and he was eliminated almost immediately.
As he should be. Only way that could be better is if, like, Val Venus came back and just, like, all the women just descend on him and beat him to holy hell, and he leaves.
Dude, I was so happy when I heard, look out, there's a I got so excited. My buddies looked at me like we all actually got really excited because we're like, no fucking way! Because it's the fucking hurricane, man. I love that dude. He was awesome back in the day.
Yeah.
He was great. But yeah, that was all that happened on Raw, man. Or I guess in this SmackDown. It was really good. Or SmackDown. What happened at the Royal Rumble? God, I listed every other show they do.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you what I'm going to get to do next week? Next Monday?
No.
I'm going to Raw.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did tell me that.
I'm going to go see Raw live. And not a house show either, actually taping in Des Moines. It's going to be sick.
That'll be nice.
Oh, dude, I'm so pumped. It's going to be fucking sweet. I'm excited to see what happens because I'm assuming, you know, like they'll have Raw is tonight, the night that we're recording this, and then they have SmackDown on Tuesday. So it'll be the second week after the Royal Rumble. So I'm interested to see, like, what they do with the story and what we figure out kind of stuff, so...
Yeah.
Especially the Ronda Rousey thing is fucking confusing as shit to me. Like, I didn't even know that she signed with WWE.
I'm surprised, yeah, and that's a full-time thing, they're saying. So.
I'm not surprised she did that because she doesn't want to do MMA anymore, and, like, she'll make money doing that just because she's a name, you know? And everybody was, like, super excited at the Royal Rumble when she came out.
Yeah.
So, like, the crowd was actually into it.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the Rumble, though, is because, you know, John Cena is engaged to one of the Bella twins.
Yes.
And when she came out, like, she was to the Rumble, and she was coming out, as soon as she was in the middle of the ring and stuff and doing her stuff, the entire crowd started chanting, Cena sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they all chant, whatever the beat to, like, his walkout song is, everybody, every time they see John Cena comes out, they fucking chant, you suck, to the beat of his song. It's really weird. People in WWE do not like John Cena.
Eh, Oh, well.
And he's like a baby face. That's what's funny.
It's disgusting.
They were also in Philly last night, so it was like twice as brutal. Yeah, it was awesome, though. And then what was funny is, her sister, the other Bella twin, is married to another pro wrestler named Daniel Bryant, and everybody loves Daniel Bryant.
Yeah, because that's a dude I know from the GIFs. He does the yes, yes, yes thing.
Yeah, and that's what she did. She got out there, and she was like, you know, everybody else happened to be knocked down when she got in the middle of the ring, and she did the yes, 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 and got the whole crowd to do it.
Yeah.
She just got done having a kid, too. That was what was like, whoa, she looked really good for just got done having a baby, so.
Yeah, Lita looks like she's trying to be Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. She had a hashtag times up on her hashtag.
All I know is
No, you're thinking of another person that was dressed like that.
No, the photo I'm seeing with Lita and Trish staring at each other, she looks like Wonder Woman, the colors, and she's got, like, her abs are on ridiculous.
Are you talking, I think you're talking about, Lita.
Yes, Lita.
I don't think you.
She's got purple hair now, right?
No, that's not her, man. That's a different fucking person.
Okay.
That's a different rest. God damn it. Is it Paige? I want to say Paige.
Okay. Well, her abs are on Radik.
Yeah, I know, dude. My buddy's claim to fame is Sam Hershock always tells me, he's like, you know, I played skee ball with her every time we see her watching wrestling. I'm like, dude, you've told me that a billion times.
That's all he's got. I played skee ball.
And that's all I got on the Royal Rumble.
All right.
What'd you do this weekend, man? Or this week?
Oh.
Anything noteworthy?
All right. Nope. I already went over everything. You?
Oh, man. Other than the Royal Rumble, man, I just I watched Captain Underpants.
Oh, okay.
But
so
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you about it because you can read this Friday Snap review about it. Oh, cliffhanger.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Speaking of Snap reviews, go read up on Overlord. Season 2's happening right now. Oh, it's so fucking good. I'm addicted to these Transfer to Another World shit.
A whole new world.
Pretty much. It's like, hey, are you sick of your dejected life? What happens if you went to a video game?
That's a video game.
Yes.
Trapped in a deadly video game.
I love trying to be semi-serious with an overtone of you singing A Whole New World. That just worked.
A whole new world. I can sing, motherfucker.
That being said, if you want to hear some more singing, head on over to punandgame.com, where you can listen to this lovely podcast. All the past episodes we have there, nom, 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 just eat them all up. Download, 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 have fun. Do all your fun stuff. You could listen to us as we go from horrible to great, because without you, we wouldn't be the fastest growing show on the internet. But then you can jump over and listen to more audio, because we got little guys that are trying to grow up. They got their helmets on. We're waiting. We're going to take the training wheels off one day. But hey, it's fun to watch the little guys grow up. You could check out Things About Stuff every Friday. Those guys. Yeah, those guys. They're going to get their ass whooped in some backyard wrestling.
Tag team back again.
Oh, it's TLC match. All up through their chairs and ladders and tables.
Hell yeah.
You also want to check out Snap Reviews every Monday and Friday, like Wade was alluding to. We got something, just a little tease for what you're going to get this Friday. Oh, how do you like them apples? Also,
not as much as you'll like Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games, and that comes out every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find those up on the website, on the main page, or if you need every playthrough we've ever done, you click on the Fun Pun Gaming tab. And then if you need instant access like a drug addict, you just can't wait for the dealer to get it. You got to go to Pablo Escobar himself and get it straight from the source. Go to YouTube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming, hit subscribe, and you'll get it before it ever hits the website.
That's the cocaine you need in your life. Heroin, morphine, something else with an E. We'll see you next week with more drugs.
I need a spaceship so I can go catch those aliens who molested me.
Hashtag me too.